the Deputy Police Commissioner, Gary Dryberg, Acting Commissioner, in fact. Acting Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, there's a major police investigation into a fresh wave of cannabis grow houses across Perth. Tell us about this. Significant arrests, big seizures of cash.
Yeah, well, the investigation started back on the 28th of May when police searched two houses in Langford. And the allegations that one of those properties at that time was a sophisticated hydroponic setup with more than 153 cannabis plants growing in it. There was also 12.9 kilograms of loose cannabis located inside the laundry and tub. So obviously a very sophisticated arrangement there. So police continued a series of investigative actions until yesterday. And yesterday, the Cannington detectives arrested a man at a house in Summer Lakes Parade in Balladura, executed a further search warrant on another premises in Belmont. And when executing that search warrant, they found another 75 cannabis plants of varying maturity and another very sophisticated grow house set up. So they've got a significant amount of cannabis seized, significant amount of cash, as you've mentioned, seized, and now some ongoing investigations again, which is a concerning issue that grow houses are popping up again in our suburbs.
Acting Commissioner, tragically there's been a fatal motorcycle accident overnight. Do you have any more details on that for us?
Yeah, there's not much I can tell you other than it happened at 12:40 a.m. this morning on Brisbane and William Street, where a motorcycle crashed and then caught on fire. So it's an absolute tragic incident. The male rider has been treated at the scene, but unfortunately he died of his injuries. I can tell you, though, that matter is currently under investigation by our major crash investigation section, and we're very keen to get any information of anyone who may have been around at that time and saw the incidents leading up to the crash. We must say that we're still trying to locate family members to do notifications, so there's still a lot of activity to occur yet relative to that matter.
Does it just appear as though it was sort of an accident, a loss of control at this point, early in the investigation?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, single vehicle crash. So it's just a loss of control. But I get to say, any information that people can ring to that may have seen it can ring Crime Stoppers and it'll be very helpful for us.
All right. Acting Commissioner, thank you so much for your time this morning.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
The Acting Police Commissioner, Gary Drybergs.